السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم إن ربك واسع المغفرة وأعلم بكم إذ أنشأكم من الأرض وإذ أنتم أجنة في بطون أمهاتكم فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم حضور سیز دیٹ حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سیز ان ون پلیس دیٹ نیور ایور کلیم دیٹ آئی ایم ویری پیوریفائڈ پرسن ایز اللہ المائٹی ہیز مینشنڈ ان دا ہولی قرآن فلا تزکو انفسکم ڈو ناٹ ڈکلیئر یور سیلف ایز سم ون ہو ہیز بین پیوریفائڈ اللہ knows very well who is the purified one. So therefore, this quality that one is purified and absolutely pure, it is related with the quality of taqwa, righteousness. And what is taqwa? That means to abstain from all types of vices for the sake of Allah and to perform every such deed which Allah Almighty has commanded. And to abstain from all such things about which Allah Almighty has forbade us. So therefore Allah Almighty repeatedly has mentioned in the Holy Quran that I purify yourselves and I know it fully well who has got the real quality of taqwa in his heart. And to what degree someone has been purified. Allah Almighty, who knows the condition of the hearts fully well, He also knows what we declare and He also knows what we conceal. Allah, the Almighty, no one can deceive God Almighty in any way. To any extent, it is mentioned in Hadith saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the action that depend on your intentions. The reward of that depends on your intention. And Allah Almighty, who knows the condition of the hearts. He knows about the intention of the one who is going to perform a deed. Although apparently the people who perform good deeds and worship and who observe fast, and even those who perform Hajj and pilgrimage several times, Allah Almighty knows about that. But if these people in the sight of Allah Almighty, their intentions are corrupted, then because of this corruption of intention, they are not worthy to be accepted by Allah Almighty. All these worships and good deeds, they would not only be rejected, but Allah Almighty says that they would become the source of their destruction. And this thing has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. But this is also a great favor of Allah Almighty upon us, that while through warnings and admonitions, He warns us and reminds us that be alert and be mindful. At the same time, with reference to His infinite mercy, limitless bounty, He also gives us the hope of His forgiveness. The warning from Allah Almighty is for our good and also to put us on the right path. Allah Almighty, as I said, knows the condition of the hearts, and Allah Almighty, He knows our capacities and capabilities, and the extent of that is fully known to God. So therefore He has given this glad tiding that if you have the quality of piety and righteousness in your hearts, your intentions are purified, and all your actions, you perform those actions for the sake, in order to acquire the prayer of Allah Almighty, then all those weaknesses will be there. Allah Almighty will cover them up with His covering, with His quality of covering and forgiveness. In that verse, Allah Almighty, which I recited earlier on, is that these people who perform good deeds, those accept the trivial things from all big sins and indecencies, they always avoid that. And Allah Almighty knows you fully well when He brought forth you from the land, and when you were hidden like the embryos in the uterus of your mothers. So do not declare yourself as purified. Allah Almighty knows best of all who is actually the purified one. In this verse, Allah Almighty has drawn our attention to abstain from big sins and vices and points of indecency, and also those which are small and trivial sort of things. Allah Almighty says that He is going to overlook that, and He has mentioned His vast mercy and forgiveness, limitless forgiveness. He has also given the glad tiding of that. And along with that, He has also mentioned that Allah Almighty knows fully well what is inside your hearts, and how much He knows. That is mentioned there in order to make us understand. Allah Almighty has mentioned that extent as well, that when in this earth, when Allah Almighty created the signs of a creation billions of years ago, before the creation of human beings, and all those requirements which were needed there, which were essential for the survival of human beings, they were created there. And since that time, God Almighty knows you fully well. So then in what nature a human being has to be created, and what faculties are going to be endowed to him. This is a very deep subject, vast subject, profound subject, to which various other verses lead us, explain to us. But Allah Almighty says that Allah Almighty knows so much about you in detail, as much as even you yourself do not know. And the birth and the stages of nourishment and progress, and the majority of you even do not know about these things. It's impossible. It is not to mention of encompassing the whole knowledge. Even they do not have the basic knowledge about that. In this age, with the scientific development and progress, regarding the process of creation, some of the things have come to be known, come to the knowledge of people. And that is also confined to those people who are specialized in this field and those who know about these matters. But Allah Almighty says that I know all these things from that time. When what are your faculties and what your actions are going to be, what your intentions are going to be, I know all these things. And if you come a bit lower, Allah Almighty has given the example that regarding your development which takes place in the uterus of your mother, that knowledge of that, people know to some extent about that. Allah Almighty says that listen, that when you were hidden in the uterus of your mother, still your limbs were being in the state of nourishment. Even that that thing is known to me, even in advanced countries. Rather, even in developing countries, they have developed so much in the field of medicine that during the pregnancy, what happens in the uterus, the various stages are there. They, through ultrasound, they are able to know about that. And they know about that, and they try to find out whether it's going to be a male or female child. Roughly, with their estimate, they were estimate, they can tell exactly, even they cannot know. But Allah Almighty says that while you are passing through these stages of development, Allah Almighty knows all that. Allah, He knows that what are going to be your faculties and your abilities. And through various, through what stages you are, after passing through those stages, you are going to pass through various stages of your life. So despite the fact that He knows, He is the knowledgeable of the unseen, regarding the various things, He has created the atmosphere of good deeds around the human beings. Those who are going to perform the good deeds, they will get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And those who will perform bad deeds, they would be caught by the wrath of Allah. And what are the good deeds? These are those things which are performed for the sake of, purely for the sake of Allah Almighty. People try their best to perform it for this, with this purpose. And then Allah Almighty says that when you perform good deeds, then at that time, sometime, people can have some selfish ideas and self-praise could be there. And it is not your duty to decide at that time that we are performing good deeds. Rather, the fact that a person performs a good deed, with what intention is that? And the good intention, actually, it will be something which will bring the people closer to God Almighty. Allah knows with what intention you are performing certain deeds. Therefore, therefore Allah Almighty says that at any good action, instead of boasting about that, whatever good action you do, that should be increasing you in modesty and humility at all the more. And He says that the assurance, the certainty about the established one's piety, cannot, no human being can give it to himself, nor it is the job of any human being to give this sort of certificate to anybody else about the piety. This is the job of Allah Almighty. It is Allah Almighty who knows best of all who is the virtuous person, who is the pious man. This point is worthy to be explained here, that in the beginning, when Allah Almighty says, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِسْمِ وَالْفَوَائِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَوْا, then those people who abstain from very big sins and vices and accept those trivial things, small things, What is the meaning of this illa lamam? This needs to be explained. Here I have seen that some people, because of their own thinking, they take some meanings which they like. And it does not mean that if the big sins are done to some extent, there is no harm in it. But the meaning of this is that as human beings are very, very, very weak, and in some certain circumstances, unknowingly, they happen to commit some trivial sins. So if those sins are actually committed, then a person should truly be repentant for that. And one should go for istighfar and seeking forgiveness from Allah Almighty. Lama means that the inclination towards committing a bad thing or temporarily some mishap or some slip has taken place. So this will be something small, and it should not be permanent, committed on a permanent basis or regular basis. And it also means that some satanic thought, if they cross the mind at some time, then with the blessing of Allah, a man should try to be safeguarded against that. And whatever that bad thought comes into the mind, it should not be leaving any bad effect on the actions of that human being. So this is an instruction according to human nature. Because after the accepting the good and the bad thing, that ability has been given to human being. And these vices and the society is also trying their best to inflict the people with these good and bad things. There are certain indecencies there, some vulgarities are there, some bad things are there. If all these vices are there, and if somebody is invited to a certain vice, immediately one should protect oneself from that sin through seeking forgiveness from Allah Almighty. So this limitless forgiveness of Allah Almighty, which He has, and He is the one who forgives and accepts the repentance of Allah, repentance of people, of the people, He accepts this prayer of repentance from Allah. And this need is there to pray for like this, which takes a person to piety. Otherwise, a human being may be boasting on a very small thing, a good thing, small thing that he commits, and becomes very boastful. Therefore, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said that never ever you claim that I am very purified. To be purified and to follow the path of righteousness, that is in the hand of Allah Almighty. So therefore, the need is there, one should always be turning to Allah Almighty. And explaining this subject further, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, فَلَا تُزَكُّ أَنفُسَكُمْ, do not declare yourself as pious person. So the meaning is there that one should know the difference between these things. Although the two things are similar to one another, but when you attribute excellence to yourself and you consider that you are have some worth, and you forget that Creator who has shown His mercy upon you, then this action of yours will be called the purification of the soul. But if you attribute this excellence to your Allah Almighty, and you consider that every bounty has been given by Allah Almighty, and whenever you see some excellence in yourself, do not see to yourself, rather you always see the might of Allah Almighty and see the blessing of Allah Almighty all around you, and you consider yourself as a dead person in the hand of the one who washes the dead bodies, and you attribute everything to God Almighty, then this is actually the display of the bounty of Allah Almighty. This is from the book Al-Hamamatul Bushra of the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a fine distinction which the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned. In another place, Allah Almighty says, وَمَن تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ, that whosoever is purified gets purified, he gets purified for his for the sake of himself. And in Suratul Ala, which we recite in every Friday. It is mentioned from Faqad aflaha man tazakka, that whosoever is purified, he is the one who will succeed. And it is said, Faqad aflaha man zakkaha, that that person is would be successful who has purified himself. So in these verses, Allah Almighty says to us that your success and your is in your purification of yourself. And in that verse which I have recited and the explanation which the Promised Messiah has given, it is from Surah An-Najm. There is no contradiction between the two things. But as the Promised Messiah has mentioned, that there is a fine distinction between the two which ought to be remembered. That there is a command of purifying yourself, and you strive hard for that. But after performing this effort, you cannot say that you have been purified. Or you cannot say that my actions are such that after performing those deeds, I can be declared as purified. In Surah Fatir, the part of which I mentioned earlier on, فَمَنْ تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ, that whosoever acquires piety, then he acquires it for the sake of his self. The full verse is like this, وَلَا تَزَرَ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى وَإِنْ تَكُ مُسْكَلَةٌ إِلَىٰ هِمْلِهَا لَا يُحْمَلْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى إِنَّمَا تُنْذِرُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ. And no soul which carries the burden will carry the burden of somebody else. Whenever somebody will be calling, nobody will be able to help, even if that may be someone related to you. And then Allah Almighty, this is mentioned about the life after death, and then Allah Almighty says, the one who is afraid of Allah Almighty because despite his piety, and those who observe the salat, and whosoever gets the purity, then he gets it for the sake of himself. And it is towards Allah Almighty that your final resting place is there. Huzur says that here this point has been explained, that the piety of the self, it can be done only by those people, yakhshawna rabbahum bil ghaib, those fear Allah in their solitude. When this condition is there, then their prayers and other worships and other good deeds which they perform, they are in a state when they have the fear of Allah in their heart and in order to get his pleasure. And when this condition is there, then such a person can never ever declare his self to be purified. If he has got the fear of Allah in his heart, whenever whatever a good action that he does and every good opportunity which he gets to perform a good deed, he always considers it and attributes it to the blessing of Allah Almighty. So the one who analyzes himself in this way and tries to purify himself, and he follows the path of righteousness, that is actually the one who is muzakka, the purified one in the sight of Allah, and he is the successful person. If he performs the good deeds and attributes them to himself, then it is not the purification of soul. This point should be remembered. So therefore, a believer at all times, he must be having the fear of Allah in his heart. And he should be in search of those good deeds, so that by performing them, he can get to the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says that if you try to abstain those sins, so then Allah Almighty will remove all those vices from you. and you enable you to enter into a place of glory. In tajtanibu kabaira matunhana anhu yukaffir ankum sayyatikum wa yudkhilkum mudkhalan karima. That if you avoid the bigger sins from which you have been stopped, so then we will remove your vices from you. And not only remove the vices from you, rather we would enable you to enter into a place of honor. I have already mentioned sometime Allah Almighty has mentioned the big sins and small sins, but there is no actually distinction in that. Every sin, as a matter of fact, which is difficult for a person to abstain from, that becomes a big sin. So therefore Allah Almighty has mentioned that there are certain sins which have been mentioned there clearly, and apart from that, any other sin which a person considers to be a small one, but he cannot abstain from that, he cannot leave that, and he considers it very difficult to abandon that, so that is a big sin for that person. So for this reason Allah Almighty has said that those people who fear the Allah when they are alone, when they are in solitude, they are the righteous people. So when the fear of Allah will be there in their hearts, only then they will have this aversion from sins, and then they would be in the sight of Allah declared as a purified when this condition is there, and this is also in the knowledge of Allah. And when in the sight of Allah a person becomes purified, then this is the point of glory and honor for him, in which Allah Almighty himself declares the person as purified and enables him to enter into that one. Nor that honor or respect where a person in his self-esteem, in his self-praise, he mentions about his own good deeds and he declares himself to be purified. In one place Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran that this is the criteria of a mu'min. وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِسْمِ وَإِذَا مَا غَزَبُوا يَغْفِرُونَ. And those people who avoid the big sins and indecent things, and when they are away from the eyes of people, then they abstain from vices. And Allah Almighty has mentioned for the second time, and Allah has admonished the people to abstain from that. But in all these sins and indecencies and vulgarities, but connecting them with the anger, they have been mentioned there. This anger, which is considered by some people as a petty thing, there is advice for those people in it, because when it grows up, then it becomes like a big sin. Or we can say that this anger, this short-temperedness, is not something very simple if it is not properly controlled, and if this is being used unjustifiably, then it's a big sin. Sometimes people get offended and become angry, but this should be used in a way that it can result in the reformation of people. But if a human being is suppressed by this state of anger, then this is not the piety of a heart. So therefore do not consider that as I am doing some other good deeds, therefore if I become very angry and hot-tempered, then this sin is Allah Almighty has mentioned it very clearly that if you want really the purified thing, the real piety you are looking for, then you have to reform your moral conditions. Every now and then I get complaints that in anger people are fighting in their homes, domestic fights are there in Ahmadis. Sometimes the wife is angry, sometimes the husband is angry, and in society there are fights on petty things. Sometimes there are fights in the sports field, or if there is no fight, then sometimes people say certain thing against the people, and they harbor some anger, rancor and enmity against the people, and they start thinking of harming other people. So Allah Almighty says that this is also a big sin, and this is a great hurdle in the course of the purification of yourself. And when these hurdles are there, then you cannot achieve to your objective. And according to Allah Almighty, the place of respect cannot be achieved by such a person. Allah Almighty has mentioned it very clearly, that those people who abstain from sins and vulgarities, indecencies, then I give them the honor. So this is the objective for which a mu'min should strive hard, so that he can partake from the limitless grace and mercy of Allah Almighty and get into the paradise of Allah. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that remember that real purity is that which Allah Almighty says, Qad aflaha man zakkaha, that every person should take it as his responsibility that he has to bring about a change in his condition. Everybody should take his responsibility that he should bring about a change in himself. And for that purpose, you need the blessing from Allah Almighty. And in order to get the blessing of Allah Almighty, you have to be always submissive to Allah Almighty. You have to seek the help of Allah. You have to beg the mercy of Allah. Allah Almighty says Himself that my mercy encompasses everything and it is limitless. And then He says that my forgiveness is also very wide. So along with the effort to perform good deeds, when we try to absorb the mercy of Allah Almighty, then we would be seeking something from His limitless mercy. Only then we will be successful. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, mentioning the rules of the purification of oneself and explaining those paths through which a person can get to real piety, he explaining those points, he says, there is a long statement which I am going to quote, but it's very important. Important for everybody to listen. He says that there is another difficulty, that some people, they abandon the big things which are well known, but there are certain vices which are so small and so hidden that first that many people come to know of that with great difficulty, and then to abandon that is all the more difficult. The example of that is something like this, that although this typhoid is a very serious sickness, but it is well, the remedy is well known, but that the typhoid which is inside, or the TB which is inside and eating up from inside, these are very dangerous. Similarly, the hidden vices are like this, which deprive a person from getting the blessing of Allah Almighty. These are the vices that which you come across in a meeting with other people, and sometimes there are difference of opinion which result in show off and arrogance and rancor and enmity against people, and there is hate against other people. If some people offer the prayer very nicely for a few days and some people have praised that, so then they get into this show off and display, and this purity of intention is gone. If Allah Almighty has given the wealth or knowledge, or if there is any family stature is there, and if other people who have not been gifted with that one, if they consider them, look down upon that, and they criticize those people, and this arrogance is in so many ways. Some people have it in a different way. The scholars, they show it by way of their knowledge, and they criticize intellectually, and they want to cause the downfall of the opponents. So they want to disgrace their brother in somehow or the other and to cause him some damage. And day and night they are in search of his defects. And these are the hidden small vices which removal of that is very difficult. And Allah Almighty, the Sharia does not permit these things. And that those people who do not perform the common sins, and they are considered to be as special people, sometime even those people, they get into these minor weaknesses. So to get rid of these is like one's dying in a very difficult. And unless a person is completely purified from these weaknesses, and a person does not become the recipient of the excellence which are given by Allah Almighty after the purification of the soul. And some people, they consider that if we have got rid of this moral weaknesses, but when the occasion comes, and if they happen to encounter a foolish, ignorant person, then they show that sort of anger and filth. At that time you actually come to know that he has actually not attained anything. And that purification of self, which he claims, is not there. And it also appears that this purification, which is the moral purification, is very difficult, and without the blessing of Allah Almighty, one cannot attain that. In order to get that blessing, there are three things which one has to see. The first is the effort, and second is the prayer, and the third is being in the company of the righteous people. And in this age and time, the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the Imam of the age, who was sent by Allah Almighty for our affirmation, in order to guide us to the right path, his books are there, which is a very vast literature for the self-purification. People should read that, and this is the way to get yourself purified. Because these are actually the commentary of the Holy Quran. A lady wrote to me from Germany a few days ago that the commandments which are written in the Holy Quran, and she collected those commandments with great effort. But the point which she wrote, that after collecting all these commandments, when I read the books of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, then I feel that as if I am reading the commentary of the Holy Quran. And when after reading the books I read the Holy Quran, then I know that actually these are the commandments, and what is the importance of that, what is the depth of that meaning, of their meaning. Without that I can't understand. So this is Sohbat-e-Sadiqeen, the company of the righteous people, and company of the righteous people. The books of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is a great bounty, and members of the community should read it extensively. And actually all this filth, which is the selfish, and which is immorality and bad characters, which is shown by that way, that is not died, that is not killed, unless there is a blessing of Allah Almighty. And all these things cannot be destroyed unless this the fire is there. And in order to get purified from these moral absurdities, and a person should be very modest, and he should consider himself nothing. And that light which he gets from Allah Almighty, he does not believe it to be the result of any of his own ability, nor he attributes all these things to himself. Rather, he always describes it as the blessing and the bounty of Allah Almighty. And then he has explained in the point that this is to the in the best possible way it is to be seen in the example of the prophets. So he said, Promised Messiah has said that there are some people like this, that after offering the prayers for a couple of days, they start boasting about that. And after the Hajj and fasting, instead of getting the purification, they become in the habit of show-off. And this show-off comes from Satan. And whenever a person is not away from Satan, he cannot get the real purification. In no way one should get into this arrogance and pride, nor wealth, nor knowledge, nor the family background, nor any good moral stature and place. And this pride and arrogance is unless a person is unable to purify himself from all these things, he cannot be considered a pious in the sight of Allah. And that thing which completely destroys all these filthy, because all these filth is actually from coming from Satan. And Satan also showed the arrogance, and he considered himself to be better than Adam, and he said, "Ana khairum minhu khalaqtahu min narin wa khalaqtani min teen." And as a result of that, he was thrown away from the mercy of Allah. And Adam was selected because he was given the understanding, and he expressed his humility, and he became the recipient of the mercy of Allah Almighty. He knew very well that without the mercy of Allah Almighty, one cannot do anything. Therefore, he prayed, "Rabbana zalamna anfusla wa in lam tarhamna wa taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin." So this is actually the point. Huzur says, for this real purification of oneself, and a true believer, and those people who follow the Satan, between them, this point actually makes the distinction between them. Those who follow, and the Satan declared that ana khairu minhu, he self-projected himself and said, "I am great, I am more, higher." And Adam was given that purity and that modesty, and he prayed, "Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin." That, "O our Allah, have we wronged our souls? If you do not forgive us and you do not have show mercy to us, then we will be certainly among the losers." So this is the prayer which today as well, in order to get the limitless bounty of Allah Almighty, is very essential, and to be safeguarded from the vices, and to get the covering from all our weaknesses and shortcomings. And in order to get to the pleasure of Allah Almighty, this is a means of that. Allah Almighty enable us that we always go on analyzing ourselves and scrutinize ourselves, and every good action we must be attributing it to Allah Almighty. And all the weaknesses and shortcomings, we should be try to remove all this from ourselves. And for that, we must constantly be performing best efforts. And we should always be begging the limitless blessings of Allah Almighty. May Allah enable all of us to do like that. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر